Our agenda, amended agenda, 12488 Sand Hill Real Estate Investments. Mr. Willard. Just a minute.
Madam Chairman, while the podium's being disinfected, so recall on this one that we nearly completed the public hearing. We had an opportunity for anyone in favor of or opposed to the application to speak who's present in chambers. We were simply waiting for IT to get us up and running with the telephone connection. We did make it clear at the beginning and during the prior hearing portion of this application that if anybody was listening online, that they should continue to do so because we were going to refer back to it. So I just wanted to put that on the record that we made that clear. So now would be the opportunity to turn it over to the operator to do just that.
Thank you. Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against case number 12488?
If there's anyone on the line that wishes to speak for or against case number 12888?
488.
12488, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone that wishes to speak for or against this application, please dial 5-star. I have one caller, Mr. Lacombe, been open for you. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello, I've been trying to get through the commission, but I'm trying to get
Would you please state your name and address?
And I live on the other side of the fence from building A in 20481.
He's talking about the other one.
No.
Cable.
Sir, I'm not sure I got your last name, but the hearing on that first one, the record's been closed on it, I believe. Mr. Sharp's here, if you want to.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's true. It is the second one.
Sir, we're right now on, we've gone back to Sand Hill Real Estate Investments. That is the application that the board's talking about at this point in time.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I just wanted to impress upon you because of the IT issues you've been having. I've been trying to get through. I've been on the line for over an hour and a half. I just wanted to provide a favorable comment in favor of the application to make the renovations to the Hokie Inn, which is quite run down.
Well, sir, I appreciate those comments. We are not on that one at this point in time. Is there a way for you to be able to stay on the line and we'll have a brief recess after we talk about Sand Hill? Thank you. So at this point, I guess, operator, are there anyone else who wishes to speak on case number 12488 Sand Hill Real Estate Investments, LLC?
At this time, we have no one else.
So with that, on case number 12488 Sand Hill Real Estate Investments, LLC, you can close the public record and act on it as you wish.
Okay. I will then close the public hearing on case number 12488 and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12488, Sand Hill Real Estate Investments LLC, for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record. For what the applicant is trying to do, I see where this makes no difference in the development and the neighborhood. I want to alter the essential neighborhood by no means. Some minimum variance is necessary to require to afford relief. It's keeping the density the same. So I have no issues with it.
Motion, do I have a second?
Before we do that, just real quick, there was the proposed condition to increase the side setbacks from 10 feet to 12.5 feet. I didn't know if you wanted to consider that as part of your
I'm motion. Considering both.
Okay.
Yes.
So approve the variance from 25 to 20 and then to increase the side setbacks from 10 feet to 12.5.
Correct.
Okay. Thanks. I just want to make sure we were clear on the record.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.